Okay, we're on Shin Pei Aleph. V'chitza sicha v'sicha le'ovel. All right. V'chitza ketzad osa lilchotz kol gufo afila b'tzonein aval ponav yodav v'ragla b'chamin osa b'tzonein muta. V'imhoye meluchloch b'tit v'tzoa rochetz k'darkov enu choshesh. So v'chitza's osa, if it's cold gufo, even betzainin is also in cold water, but ponav yad v'raglav is betzainin is muta, b'chamin is asa. And the Ramor quotes, there's a chumah from the Ramor for Ashkenazim. V'chol ze medina, enu asa rak shiva. Aval, right, so this is really one of the nihugei velos on for shiva. But the Ramor quotes a minig of al achakach muta b'chitza el shenogu ha'idna. Less or kol v'chitza kol shloshim yom. V'afilu lochav ha'rosh osa, and even just to wash his hair. V'ein l'shanos ha'minig ki minig kodem hu v'nisyasid api v'asikim. So he quotes from the Ozeruah name of the Rashba. So there's what is that chumra? That chumra the Ramor. So he quotes. Look at the Ramor. Ela shenogu ha'idna lesu v'chitza kol lamed kach tzal v'chein hu b'atar esav v'lo k'mo shenitbas b'svom kol v'chitza kol lamed t'vada v'chitza b'tzoynin leke isur klal. That if it's v'chitza b'tzoynin, so there's no isur at all. So what does the shach mean to exclude? I mean, what the pashtus of the shach is that he means to say that the minig of v'chitza kol lamed is that which is also doing shiva, we extend through what? Through shloshim, right? So if you look here in the Dogma of Vava,
but the shach is a shach, but we don't during shiva the tzonin is aser. The shach is saying it's
much. But tzonin, so what does that mean? So what the question is, what does the shach mean to say? So off the simple pshat, which we'll see, is that the shach means to say that it's only v'chitza kol aguf. But if it will be chitzah, there's plenty of yirada. How could it be meaning that shloshim should be more chomer than shiva, medina? Right. So look in the dogma vava. Haynu pon of yod v'ragav aval kol gufo gam betzoynin osa lididon kol shloshim. Right. So if it's kol gufo, it's when it says. So what does it mean leki sura klal? So the Dogma of Vav interprets that what the shach means is that we've extended the isa of shiva to shloshim, right? But if it'll be v'chitzas kol aguf, which is also doing shiva, right? That'll be also also doing shloshim. The other way to read the shach, excuse me, is that betzoinen will be mutter v'chitzas kol aguf, right? So look here in the Pisrei Tshuva. Right, less or kol v'chitza. So it goes ayin beherteh b'shem shach va'ayin bedog mavava. So it goes the dafka pon of yod of v'raglav that betzoinin is mutter. Aval kol gufa gam betzoinin osel lidadan kol shloshim ayin sham va'ayin betshuvas tshuvas chen sheherech b'zeh v'hela. The Yerushimam Yochus Lesser Laatzon Af Betzonen Rechitzes Kol Gufo Avlachem Yesh Lahovis Lahokov Vedavka Be'er Shabbos Diketzoyach Mitzvah Sas Avrechitzel Sholtainig Be'erhoris Yesh Lesser. So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes another Shita that Betzonen is also that what's also Betzonen. That betzoinin kol gufo will be mutter, right? And he quotes from the Chuas Chain that Yerushimayim should be choishes for himself, but lachem he can make il v'chitzes kol aguf betzoinin, right? Which is the other reading of the Shach. Depending how you read the Shach, not like that. What?
But he's still not. See, it's pretty machmir, though. it's Erev Shabbos.
Right.
Lachayrim is like.
So Tzorich Mitzvah, because he's only being made. I don't think he means the Shach means that. He says even if you're going to paskin for others, the Tzorich Mitzvah you can paskin like the other, you know, this other reading of the Shach, which is the Dogma of Ovis reading of the Shach, right? Umashikos beheretet. I'm reading continue in the Pesach Tshuva, but beheretet v'shem Maharshal the osu mishum tisporis. The ayin betash because of azev ve'ein lahakshus ve'im kem b'chol hamoyed the osu tisporis lahavi nami rechitza asur. In other words, he quote the beheretet quotes from Maharshal that the reason look in the beheretet v'vash nasan tam the osu mishum tisporis. Right? That's what the Be'er Hetev says, and that's what the Taz says. In other words, where did this minig come? It's only a minig, because Medina, every rechitz is mutter during Shloshim. Only Tisporus is also Shloshim, and I'll over the email at Shigaru B'chaverov. But where did all of a sudden, where was born this new Yisr rechitz during Shloshim? Alza minig, even. Every minig has to fall into a certain context. So, The Taz assumes, right, according to this Maharshal, that it's because since Tisporus is also Shloshim, this is a derivative of Tisporus. We'll explain why. I mean, the way that that it's because of what? It's because of.
Yeah.
So does he mean just because practically, whenever you go into the Merchats, they would. You know, it's like a hekesh since to go to the mat, or means there's something else here, which we'll talk about in a second. Okay. Mashkov be'er heitav ol b'shem asad the osu mishum tisporus ayin betaz shikosav azeh the ein lahakshus imkem b'chol hamoyed the osu tisporus lihavi nami rechitza asura mitam zeh yesh liyashev. You know, because b'chol hamoyed tisporus is osa, right? So it should be osa. We should find also an isa v'chitza. If v'chitza is derivative of the isa tisporus, and a chol hamoyed, you're not allowed to right. That's the mishnah, the moed cotton. That if you're a yoytzim, you know, that you're not allowed to take a haircut or shave during chol hamoyed because you should have done it before. Shelo yikanis menuvel lachag, right? Or it's an isa malacha, whatever the reason is. But self disposes is also cholamoyed. Self disposes is also cholamoyed. It should be also. It's then v'chitza should be also cholamoyed, which is not the case. So he says, "Okay, yesh to be cholamoyed, yesh isha al kol ha'olam." And so v'fize esher in poga ha'regel shel Pesach osukas v'soch shiver she'az lo bottle mimenu gzeil shloshim kol kamon muto lilchotz b'chol hamoyed. The lo shayach zera de tisporus, the also belav hachim mishum cholamoyin, ubezel lo ye nechsholim kevin sheyesh isha al kol haolam. Ibu de kosheli al atam zeh shel Maharshal de imkein amaylo also achitza al ova ve'imo afla achas shloshim kozman she also legalech dahainu achi shigavu chaveru kla kamon. So he asks a different question. He says the minig is only till shloshim, but we never heard al ova ve'imo. That he shouldn't take a shower or a bathe all Yud Beis Chodesh or Achigawa Bechaverov, whatever that shir is. Thank God they didn't have such a minig, right? So it means it would be months till he'd be able to take a haircut. I mean, to take a haircut, therefore he would be able to shower for months. It would be Rachmanis, not only him, but everybody he knows. So he says, why? If the reason is derivative to Tisporus, it should be also then also, right? So that's a good question. But let's talk a bit about what's this, what's the dimyon to Tisporus, right? So maybe the chad and bechlau, why is there a minig to be, I mean, extend the halachas of Shiva, so extend all the halachas of Shiva, right? You know, so there will be a minig that to wear, not to wear, what do you call it, not to wear minalayim doing shloshim, nilas sandals also, I mean, why rechitza, right? So the Poshup Shad is like this, I think, and this will answer his question from Chalamayid. It's not just because, like Xera, since they said, since when Tisporus you know, and the minig is to take a shower when you go. So therefore, they asked this bro, they asked this also. Mehechatesa, why? The halachi is, what's the aside of the isa of tisbois for an ovel? Why? Is it just a maisa tisbois is also? Tisbois is also because that's nivel, right? I heard from the Rav, he said, if you look at the difference between the Marshal Yom Kippur, right, and let's say Yom Kippur is a fila hoshit et spo, and Tishba a fila hotzia et spo ba mayim is also, right? Because there, by Ovel, the Iser is an Iser, but over there it's the Maiser Chitza that's also, so anything is also, right? Tishbav is a loch of Tainuk, so it's only v'chitzu she'en shel Tainuk is mutter. Here the Isur is nivel, right? So if it's v'chitzu kol aguf, if it's betzoinen, or part of yadav v'raglov, part of v'raglov, excuse me, part of yadav, if it's b'wat b'chamin, but it's an Isur nivel. Tisporus is also an Isur nivel. So the minig was, why is it that Tisporus continues over Shloshim, all the other halachas stop, right? Because that's a loch of nivel. So since Bechitz is also loch of nivel, the minig is, and the loch of nivel continues, you see, doing Shloshim. For Harai, Tisporus is also, so there's a minig to have, to ask Bechitz, right? So there's no kasha that he asks about Chol HaMoed. So, I mean, if Chol HaMoed is also Tisporus, you know that, right? So it should be also Osu Vechitza. There's no Dimion. Tisporus is also Osu on Shabbos, right? You know that wash your hands, Bechamin on Shabbos. You know, of course you are. Tisporus is an Issa Malacha. Here at Chol HaMoed, it's an Issa, it's either because Sherikanis Laregel, Sherikanis Menuvela Regel, or it's an Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed, but has nothing, it's not an Issa Nevil. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Vechitza. You follow? You know, he asks, if that's true, I'm not answering the other question he asked about, we're going to get to that in a second, but if the Isur is, what do you call it, if the Isur is an Isur, if you say like the Taz, that whatever Tisporus is also, they also ask it, it's a derivative of the Isur Tisporus, right? With the Be'er Hate, of course, and so on. So then, whenever this disposed, there should be Nisa Vechitza. So there should be also Nisa Vechitza, yes, Chol HaMoed. So I'm just saying, it's no kasha. Chol HaMoed, there's no Isa Tispa. It's not, there's no loch to be nevil. Fakir, the opposite is, that's covered yontif, and covered, you should take your haircut and so on before. Shall we call this Manuva Lachad? Right? Or some say it's Nisa Malacha, because Malacha is also Chol HaMoed. But it's not per se an Isa Tisporus. Right? For Halaya, if he couldn't take a haircut before, for example, he was an onus, he just came out of jail, Chol HaMoed, right? So we're making about it. If it was Nisa Tisporus per se, not she kind of, then there wouldn't be a cool of him either.
But why couldn't we say the same thing by Rechitza? In other words, the reason why a person should take a bath before Yom Tov is so that he's low tikanis, like an evil, but then once Yom Tov starts, so
You know, they didn't make that Xera. In other words, because and it could be also because it's linked to Nisa Malacha Tisporus. It's two things. You know, it's Shaloi Konitz and also involves maybe Tzor Chabegel with Yom Tov, but there's a Malacha being done. That's not the case with Rechitza. But whatever the reason is, they never made such a Xera. So it's not for us to make the Xera. We have a Minig here. This is not a Xera. This is a Minig. But the Minig I'm saying in Avelus is because it's a derivative of the Isim. It's not just because of practical law, like they say, because it used to be when they go to the Merachots, they would take a haircut first, right? So it's not just that. It's because it's the same Yisoid. It's an Isa Nevil. So because of that, right? So now coming back to the other question he asks, but that can't be the reason. If that's the reason, then it should be also doing Yud Beis Chodesh. Because you're not, what's the loch of Yud Beis Chodesh? Of the Imo, the halach is that Tisporus is also Achigaru Bo Chaverov, right? Till he looks unkempt and his colleagues admonish him, right? We'll see, we'll talk later on. Is that Heter Kivega talks about it? Is that Heter just one time? Once you read Achigaru Bo Chaverov, it's Mutter, or it means each time you need Achigaru Bo Chaverov. Once you took a haircut, a shave, Achigaru Bo Chaverov, Now you need another Achigav to be matter again, or means this halacha of Yubes Chodesh is gone. But yes, if it's part of the Issa Tisporis, so it should have been coextensive. The minig of the Issa Vechitza should have extended into Yubes Chodesh, which we never heard. It only goes till Shloshim, right? So what would you answer that?
Nobody can go.
Okay, so that's right. Erichnami it would have been, but you know, I'll speak of nefesh. You know,
yeah.
I'm just joking, but you know, so we're matir. But I mean, there could be another.
You satisfied your full nibble at the 30 days. Maybe it doesn't extend. Maybe. Once you've gone the 30 days, the full nibul has been.
But he's saying if it's derivative of the mechitza, you see, if it's derivative of tisporis, we said that tisporis of cholamoid is not a model at all, because that's not a loch of nibul. That's just that has nothing to do with mechitza, because tisporis is also mechitza that the mechitza should be also. But what does he mean by yud beis chodesh? I mean, how would you answer your base chodesh? One answer is, it's a sof. It's a minig, and then the minig. You know, you can't ask. Okay, so they have a minig for a whole year. That's not shayach for a year, right? That's one terrace. I hear. But there's another possible answer here. Maybe more than another answer. What would you see? It depends. Why is it? What's the loch of your base chodesh? Hachigava b'chaver. That is that an isa tisporis? Is it? Let me rephrase it. Is that a haloch of avelus? Yud Beis Chodesh? Yud Beis Chodesh is who? It's al Ovi V'Imo only, right? Is the locha of Yud, is the locha that's a locha of Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh? Just Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh extends, and as but the locha of Avelus of Ovi V'Imo extends Yud Beis Chodesh at Shigav V'Chaverov? Or it's a separate locha, I'll keep it out of aim. But it's not the general locha of Avelus. Right? If it was a loch of Avelus, it wouldn't just be a loch of Imo. It'll be an old Kloven. It's because of Kibbut Ava'im. So maybe that halacha, it's sufficient to Kibbut Ava'im. Achigav v'chav, Simchas Mereyus is also, there's certain chumas that you have on Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? We don't go to Chasanas. But that's Kibbut Ava'im. But it's not a halacha of, it's not that the Avelus continues of Ava'imo Yud Beis Chodesh. Avelus is Shiva and Shloshim. Beyond Shloshim, the Avelus is over. Now comes another halacha of Yud Beis Chodesh, that's of Avimo, another halacha. So we see there could be nafkamis. So maybe therefore that wouldn't precipitate an Issa V'chitza. The halacha, the Avelus of Nivol, of Yud Beis, of Tisporis, includes Altaminig, also V'chitza. But Yud Beis Chodesh is not halacha of Avelus, per se.
What would be the distinction between the Sporis and Rechitza that we make such a distinction?
No, I'm just saying, if it's al ova ve'imo, it's al kibir ava'im. So the halacha of Avelus is halacha of Nivol. It includes, this halacha of Nivol includes al minig Rechitza, right? Medina Shiva is a din of Nivol. Beyond that, right, since there's a halacha of Nivol through doing Avelus, right? So that halachic includes also v'chitza, altaminik, right? But Yud Beis Chodesh is a different halacha. It's not halacha of Avelus. You can't the minik does not necessarily have to require that tisporis will be is also therefore v'chitza. In Hilchas Avelus we extend the halacha of nivul. This is not just a halacha of nivul. It's a halacha of kibur avein.
Right.
So maybe. It doesn't have to include necessarily Bechitza. You know, so of course, this is only a minute to ask the Bechitza. It's only the Ramah, right? It's Medina, it's not the Muhammad's Matir, right? So, but I was just saying, Bechitza would not necessarily be included in that.
I guess I'm struggling to understand the distinction between the two, meaning if they're both Mishum Nivol, so why would we.
Right, even if they're both Mishum Nivol, but one is Tisporis. But I don't even Yud Beis Chodesh. I wouldn't say it's a loch per se of Nivol. It's Nivol because of Al Tilchas Avelus. But this is not necessarily a loch of Avelos. It's a loch and keep. This is a demonstration keep it Avelos.
Right.
And we'll see. There could be nafkaminas about this. Let's see. Now there's a kivegi here. Just in terms of interpreting the shach. So I wanted to say also in terms of this shaila. You see, this halacha of rechitza, what's the minig that we ask of rechitza? Some say that, right, Pisrei Tshuva quoted two sheet, right, the dogma of Ava said that it means that it's also like Shiva, right? And others say, no, it's not also like Shiva, it's more kal. Namely, that rechitza is called gufa, but soinin is mutter. Right? So it's more kal than doing shiva. What's that shaila between the Pisrei Tshuva and who is this? Teferes Chaim. See, that shaila is what is the minig? Was the minig that, and this will depend also what the halacha of Tisbos is, the minig that the halacha of shiva extends into shloshim? Shiva zos berchitza. The minig is just like Tisbos extends into shloshim. So also. The loch of chitza extends into shloshim, right? It's a loch of shiva that we extend into shloshim. Oh no, the minig is it's a new halacha. It's a loch of a Torah shloshim, right? So if it's also a Torah shloshim, stam a minig, because you know it's different than shiva. So it's also a Torah shloshim. Then you can't ask. So then it can have different standards and more lenient standards. So let's look at Rav Kivega speaks about this. Okay, Leki Yisur Akla, look at Rav Kivega. Lafia gives to kol rechitza kol lamid yom haya b'mashma. See, what does the Mechaber say? Rechitza keitzer also lichotz kol gufo afilu b'tzoyne aval ponov yodav v'raglev b'chamin also b'tzoyne in mutter. V'm hoye min luchluch b'tit v'tzor v'choyz kedak v'enu choyshus. But ponov yodav v'raglev b'tzoyne in is mutter, right? Now when the Ramor comes, kol zem medina, enu also rak shiva, aval achar kach mutter b'rechitza, el shenogu ha'idna les or kol rechitza kol lamed yom. Right? So according to that pshat, the Medina bechitzas ponov yodav v'raglov is mutter, right? Only kol gufos osa b'tzon, but ponov yodav v'raglov is mutter. And b'chamin is also right, but according to this pshat, the Ramah is coming to asa every rechitza, even b'tzoinin upon of yodav v'raglav, right? That's what the shach says. The shach says the vada rechitza b'tzoinin leki isur klal. So the question is, how is it? How much is, you know, one could have said that the Ramot means to ask upon of Yod Viraglov, even B'tzoinen. So there are three possibilities in the Ramot. Because the Ramot says, we ask even B'tzoinen. Does it mean we ask even B'tzoinen upon of Yod Viraglov? Or he means we ask Kol Shiva, we ask Kol Shloshim, even though Shloshim Rechitza should be Mutter. Or, so that's what the Shach comes to say, no, B'tzoinen we're matir, he means to say we're matir pun of yod v'raglov, but kol gufo will remain also. Or does he mean, like the Teferis Chaim means, that kol guf, that even b'tzon, even kol gufo is mutter? So let's see. Panaviyad b'tzonim umitzad haminig also in kol v'chitz afil panaviyad b'tzonim habeis b'meshach hazman to also kol lamed ulezek kosev hashach lagia to tzoch lamed v'chitz kol lamed hayne de cholmad to also hamachaber midina kol shiva also mitzad haminig kol shloshim da hayne kol gufo b'tzonim. Or upon of yodav b'chamim, av upon of yodav v'raglav b'tzaynon, kaima adina dafil toch shiva shari, umad the kosev hashach the vada rechitze b'tzaynon leka isur hain rechitze upon of yodav v'raglav b'tzaynon, v'raylez er midivre hashach lekamon, da amai lo tirets b'pshuto da amor. Myri hosam rechitzes kol gufo b'tzoinen elavadai. Let's see, what is that shin sadi s vav? Shivkot and zayin. It's not vav. It says here. Wait, where's this? We've got the Zion here. Tishmin says in battle, ancient.
Doesn't look.
This is if Yom Tov comes in Zvatel the Shiva, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's Tetzayin.
How could it be if the regal comes is levatel shiva that it's mutter lilchot? Are even doing shloshim is also right? In other words, how can it be? It says that if the regal comes and it's mavatel shiva, you allow lilchotz. Mechitzas also called shloshim, and shloshim is still intact because it can only take off the shiva. He's still within shloshim. It's only mavatel one or the other. So if it's within the middle of Shiva, it's Mvatel the Shiva. If it comes in the middle after the Shiva, it's Mvatel the Shloshim. But it doesn't take off the Shloshim. So he's asking, how can we say that it's Mutter Chitza, the Minig should be? So he said, it's only a Minig. I'll cover that regal, we're Mata that. The Teta Tabitos Habayish Tobitos Achatasham Kosubashem Maharam Afilonog Afelus El Ashur Achas Lefne Haregal Mutter Chitza Bechamin. Somach le'erav, harei ma'aram tzvir le, tashrin achitza kol shloshim, kvosu kov ba'agos maimini, al shmo, umevi beis Yosef, el vadi mirabina afagav, What's the shach's kasher? If we interpret the shach to say that what do you call the chitza kol gufo remains also, right? Excuse me, that v'chitza kol gufo b'tzoynin is mutter, right? So that's what v'chitza is doing, b'tzoynin, kol gufo. So what's the kasha? Because he's asking, how can it be that he's marked v'chitza? I talk shloshim v'chitza, the Ramah says there's a meaning not to do v'chitza, and he's still in the midst of shloshim. The answer is he's doing v'chitza kol gufo b'tzoynin, which according to the other meaning, the shach is mutter. The chavaya that the shach thinks that v'chitza is kol gufo is also like during shiva, right? The regular bikkur men rak says v'hu adin le'inyan kibbutz. Okay. Aber kan kas dem kommen haben minig ein okay. Kach kas der Bach. Right. So Kivega says you see from that shach of those what's kasha. Look give the chitza kol the hainu kol ma to osu on the chav medina kol shiva osu mitzad a minig kol the hainu kol gufa betzornin. Bechamen. Avo pen v'yodiv v'gon betzornin kaimena adinav. Da filo tok lamed zayin shori. Ma de kosher shach de vader chitza betzoynin leka isa haynu chitza pon of yodavah betzoynin. For why is that, right? This is not like the reading of who? Of the Dogum of Ova, who said, this is like the reading of the Dogum of Ova, right?
He's proving it.
Right. Milo tivitz kipchutu, not like the reading I meant to say of the Teferes Chayim. The Habamor Mari Hosom of chitza is called gufa betzoynin. El vader gam zeh also called lamid. Otherwise, you don't need a special heta to go to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur. That's not included in the. That wouldn't mean, because you know their mikvahs were called mikvahs. They didn't have like we have heated mikvahs. Achaseh is like the mikvah. What's the mikvah they say in Amukah, right? If you go to the mikvah of the, who is it, of the Avi? That they, if you go to it, that it's avtocha that you won't die of that tshuva.
Yeah.
You may die of cold, though, I'm told. It's supposed to be very. Achaseh for isi belayo. Right? So, but Kivega proves from that other shach, otherwise the shach doesn't have a question, right? So you see, the shach thinks that, so the pshat and the Ramah, according to the shach, is that the Isa Rechitza Kol Gufo extends through the Shloshim, and it's an Isa Shiva. Now, the Isa Shiva extends through the Shloshim. That's the Minig. The other Pshat, which he quotes from, right, the Wisof and Tveres Chaim, but Kivega quotes from Del Yor Rabba, right, is that what? That the Bechamin, but Betzoinin, everything is Mutter.
Isn't assuming the parentheses in the Ramah are the Ramahs for this purpose, doesn't whatever the Maram says in Hilchos Smachos, isn't that what dictates? Is the Ramah quoting the Maharam? No, it's what's the Maram say in Hilchos Smachos? Does he say it's like this, or he say it's like that? That's the question, is how do we interpret
right.
The Ramah?
So what? I don't have a Gosh Maimonides. Do you have a Gosh Maimonides on it? You want to just read what he says? He's quoting the Maharam. What's it?
Where is it? Sorry.
It's Perek Zayin from Hilchas Yontif, and it's Perek, it doesn't tell you exactly where, Perek Yud from Hilchas Avel.
Perek Zayin, Hilchas Yontif, but he doesn't say which halacha.
No.
I'll do my best.
You know what, let's look in Perek Yud from Hilchas Avel.
Huna, Kol Modim Shachal Shlishi Shelo Ve'erev HaRegel Sha'aser Berachitza Ana Erev Lo Amri Nahacha Mitzas Yom Kikulo Mishim De'ef Shalei Tzitzit L'Rechutz Or T'Vachin Kas Bahag.
No, yeah, we're looking for Mamma about the Minig Berachitza Den Shlosha.
אבל כחל יום שלושה בשבס מותר לרחות בערב שבס לכבוד שבס מלא לספר עד לאחר שבס ודמי להוי דמודם חכם לאבל לאבא שאול כשחל שמיני שלו בשבס בערב הרגל דמותר לגלח ערב שבס כאילו דאונסוף כל שכן ברחיצה שאחר שבע דשריה ואינו אלא מנג בעלמה ואינו לא מדברי טוב ולא מדברי סוף ולפיכך מותר ברחיצה לכבוד שבס היכד האונסוף כדי פרישית עד כאן לשון המורי רבינו צצל.
Right. Okay. So that's like what the you know the Shach said. You know, it's only a minig and therefore the tzorich mitzvah we're matir. But there's a right. So
the Tveres Chaim, you mean?
No. It's not like the Tveres Chaim. Like the according to Mikivega.
Oh right. Shach rules like
you could have said that your chitz is called gufo wizos called shloshim.
Right. And hochos avel, you don't have the hochos avel.
This was
hochos avel. Okay. It's if you look in the shiurei bloch on the side, he says if the person needs it for a refuah, he says the doctor said he has to take a hot bath, even a hot bath. So letzorech refuah, it's mutter. There's no minig. They didn't make a minig by makom refuah. Now the question is, what is called chamim? So the Pesachei Teshuva, if you look in Aleph, says, what if it's not hot water? Well, let's say it's lukewarm. You know, it's not cold. Excuse me. The Pesachei Teshuva says that's usur. You see Pesachei Teshuva Aleph? Okay.
So he's saying here lukewarm is okay.
He says it's also. He says V'ayim b'sev t'fes l'moshe kosa d'gam b'poishrim also kol shen is chamim etzel ha'or mishum lo plug v'gam ein derech lirchos b'cham. What is chamim? Generally they didn't wash in a very hot water. Yosem idai d'kashe osu rechitze b'chamim poishrim osu. I think the Rav said that nowadays that everybody takes a shower every day. I shouldn't say every day, but you take a few times a week, right? So that people are considered an istinus, and it would be mutter during shloshim. Not like, you know, the Ramah would have been, you know, in the Ramah's time, the convention wasn't to take a shower every day. I mean, I remember reading once about Elizabeth I, that one of her courtiers wrote that she was so fastidious that she took a shower once a week, whether she needed it or not. But she was a queen.
Does Rabbi think that would also affect the Shavu L'chol Nefesh of Tosos by Yom Tov?
Uh-huh.
Of an Isra Rechitza and Yom Tov?
I don't know. Maybe. What's called Shavu L'chol? Yeah, I mean, of course, it could be that Shavu, I mean, again, the Shavu L'chol Nefesh, does that depend on your locale? I mean, if you go through the world, there would be a different standard, depending on where you live. Right. I'm not just talking about sub-Saharan Africa, you know.
Right.
But, I don't know. I mean, offhand, these things should be called Mok M'chol Zman. They should be relative to the place, what's called. What's Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Because if it's he's fastidious. That's the standard for Hanor. But if that is the standard, then the question is how broad an area is it? I don't know.
How come in Tisha B'Av we consider Rechitza much more anything.
Right, because the east of the left side. Because here the halacha is a halacha of nivel. On Tisha B'Av it's a halacha of tainug, because of avelus, because on the chobin. So, you know. Okay, let's continue. Sicha Ketzed. Sicha Ketzed. Also, Lasuch Afilo Kolshu, Imechavim Tainuk. Avim Hu Lahave Hazuma Mutter. The Ain Tzach Loma Mishum Refuah Kagon Shiesh Lo Chatotim Bevosho. So, it's, you know, coming back to what the Shuri Brocha quotes, that the Tzorch Rufu, I mean, it's not such a big chiddush, because if the Rofe tells him that he has to go to Merchot Sos, he's only Mekel B'toch Shloshim, right? Since it's only B'toch Minig. So, we're Mata Sicha L'Tzorch Rufua, we're matter that even doing shiva. So why is he only makel about? Because it's only a minig. He should be makel of the tzorch refuah even doing shiva. Unless v'chitza is different, but let's see. Next in lach, your letters avela shetzricha liuchotz muta. V'chein may the isbe yibuv yibereshe muta lachuf rosho becham de lo gavam yistenis. Shemuta liuchotz kol gufo, the lo kol misha oimer yistenis ani matirin lo el davka shu yadua shu yistenis. So I told you, this is what I heard from the Rav. He said, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, nowadays the standard changes in terms of the showers, you know, it's not to take a shower for a full month, that everybody would be called an istinus l'gavi that. So that's why I don't understand the Shiurei Bracha, why he says, since it, look, you see that? You have the Shiurei Bracha in your... Anyhow, but I'll just read it to you then. He says, "Be'ir shenogu kach v'chole echad amalo harofe sitru fosul aleches lemelchot sos chamin v'yoshem v'chol yom shor o yosa yesh lahokel b'toch shloshim kevin de medina muta umitoras minig nogul." Why only b'toch shloshim? B'toch shivit should be muta. We have a foolish. It says that l'tzoch v'fu is muta or chatodin b'rosho, right? Why it should be Mutta doing shiva? Now, the doctor says he needs to go to a schwitz, right? For he has, whatever the reason is, he needs it, arthritis, whatever it is. It should be Mutta. He's only mekel doing shloshim, I don't know why. And he's only mekel because it's only a minig. Right, no, yeah, but the principle is the same. You know, if it's a sort of food, it's mutter. I don't know why he... All right. Neither should nistamnos mant philosophy may avla enu tovelis. Right, and Ramos says, for Chol Shekain, she'enu rochetzes dilbos levonim, av miyad achas shiva afal pishinogo isi v'chitza kol lami, mikom mokin muteres, v'ak she'teshana ha'chitza k'sas. For Cholok lov until the sudden l'chein tatsia shelo tovel l'day sofik. So, the v'chitza is also, tefila will be also doing shiva, because she's also l'bayla anyhow, Tashmir Sitra is also doing Shiva, so she should go immediately after. Either minig that we don't go, so that they won't goyzer for that.
According to this, according to
the
Ramash, she can't start the
Shiva Nikiyim
either?
No, she can start the Shiva Nikiyim. Lo Talbish. What's the Kol Shishena Rochetzes? Look at the Shach. Kloma. Kevan. The Tefillah. The Ika Lamandi Yama Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah Asura Kol Shekain. So and still we ask her the Tefillah, even though she's also Labayla, because even, and we've dispensed with Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah. Kol Shekain Rechitza Lilbos Levonim, who would Shuvas Masis Binyonim Cholok Al Havav Tatafka Tefillah Kaimel Do Asur Kevin to Enel Tzorich. Avachitza Lilbon Ika Tzorich Mitzvah Hilkach Ben Betishabov Ben Bezet. Shiva Yimei Evla Talbish V'Tatzia Kedarka Keshai Mos Hashanim V'Achitza Tzvichel Lashanos Ksas Kimo Shkosa Ozavua V'Haino Shalol Tirchot Rak Ba'Oso Mokon U'Ben Yocho Seha Ben Bechamin Ben Betzonin Ad Kan Dvorov. It seems that the Shach Pasen is like that way, not like the Ramah. So the Taz thinks that even the Ramah would be makel. But let's read the Taz. He quotes Kosev Achi Hagon. You have the Taz. Kosev Achi Hagon. Yitzchak Halevi Zal. It's Ois Beis in the Taz.
Or in the middle.
Right, in the middle. Avacholok lavachulu, koi nami atok zayin. Chemavu beis yoisa shikosas tok zayin shori lilchots. Vakshu tashana harachitza, ksas. Vamor kan haven shemaharil kosav. Avacholok lavon, koi atok lamid, dafka. Masha tok zayin, also lilchots levishas libut. Futema. The lav rechitza shel tainuki, v'may asura, v'had asura rechitza shel netvila, haino she lelo tzorach, kevin she asura betashmish, av rechitza shel libun, v'may asura, v'al kopon nirli degam, v'amor lo niskavin kan, litchos levishas halibun, legamrei, adach hazayin, d'ze pshita she'enu, she've efshe lo lilbos libun, b'lo rechitza legamrei, k'mo shekosa b'yorodeya, simen kuf tzarivov, siv gimel, Bagod, afilu lo rochzu rak poner shol mata sogi, b'shaset chak sagi afilu b'lo rechitza klal, rak shacholuk noki, b'chulu, b'lamen nitcha kan b'chin al visha shalibun, el vade shol niskavin ramo litchoz l'visha shalibun klal, el rechitza l'chud hu da osu. V'shuva ishi b'chuvis masis ben yomin, de mata afilu lichotz b'toch shiva lilbos levonim, v'cholik al ramo. Bekan v'dorv nechonim, as we come upon the rise and nearly the ain, la lilchot l'levishes libun elachet tirchas panera shomata, v'tilbos cholok noki, lo lovin mamish v'tispos shivanikim, kanal borov v'nochon, v'amachmi v'zeh litchos l'levishes halibun legamrei hu min hamatmiim. Because of Marshal, ha'yabalbis toch lamid yom shel oviv. The Rochets Balaila haya bal bris toch lamit shel aviv vachutz balayla shel lifnei hamila v'nosen tam ledvar of the havikim regel gabei today v'chuma bi amanago avosena b'chitza. So the he says if it's a tzorach mitzvah, it's only a minug not to do a chitza. So he took a shower for the bris, right? Again, that's tzorach mitzvah because the if he's a bal bris, it's a yom simcha, it's a yontif for him. Let's continue. Isha lo tochol lo tefalkes bimei of evla shekol elu asurim b'chitza. The isha kuel asur kirchitza. The ishas ish ina asur elatoch shiva. Aval acha Shiva muteres b'chol kidei shelo tiskana al baila. So he says putting on makeup is the equivalent of a chitza. Again, because this comes back to what I said, the chitza is an isa of nivel. So if it's an isa nivel, that's part of it's a loch, and then it's a chiv of nivel. So then putting on makeup, right, is also usa. However, if she's a kala, so tiskana al baila kala she'ira avel toch shloshim yom lechuposa muteres lehiskashit afilu toch shiva bogera she'ira avel kevin shom medes linasei muteres bekichul upirkus aval asur berchitzes chamen kol gufa. Na'ora avela asura afilo bekichul pirkus. So what is this halacha? What is aval asura b'chitzis chamin in kol gufa? But if it's b'tzayin in kol gufa is muta? Poker she'ira aval kevin she'omedes linasei. So it's mut bekichul, even toch shiva. It's got to be toch shiva because this is the mechaber. He doesn't even know about anything of shloshim, right? So that we're mak to that shelo tiskana. I so then why? But bechamim kol gufa is also, right?
Mechaber matters b'kol gufa
b'tzonin. But b'tzonin because he knows that the shelo tiskana is only. His own, because chamin is just on tainik, but shalot iskana chitz per se. So tzoinin is mutter. The shach says shekol elu, shekol elu asum b'kir chitz b'kaf kachzel chama mule inyan zeh chama merchitz she'asa achazayin. Im lo be'eshes ish v'chitza shoy midina la'achazayin ki la'el. Okay.
When the Mechaber says about asur v'chitza shchanu kol gufa, is that modifying only the bogeris or is that also the kala?
So I'm not sure. Rabbi Kivega, by the way, is bothered. It says in Mechaber that what chamin kol gufa is usa, right? But betzoinin it's mutter. But why does he say chamin kol gufa? Chamin should be usa even pon of yadav v'raglav, right? It says kachu loshin hatur, but tamuli amai daika kol gufa hafil pon of yadav v'raglav asur b'chamin k'di isa lehedi besugya. Ilemi b'chamin ein habogeres shashari. Right, but he's saying, but he's saying it's mashma. Then he's saying chamim kol gufa is osa. But if it's not kol gufa, it sounds like that it'll be mutter. You're saying no, that's not what he means to say. He means to say chamim kol gufa is osa, but tzonin is mutter. But chamim even not kol gufa will be osa.
Right.
But then the mechaber's language is strange. He should, because you can divide that's only kol gufa b'chamim will be osa. And Kivega quotes that it's that zicha osa, because if it's chamim in a field holds you, that tzba will be osa. And why is chamim osa? Like you said, because that doesn't help for shlotisgana. That just is, you know, that's v'hano. Like maybe that indeed is what the, you know, he blies with the tzorachi and godel in Kivega. But it could be that that's what he means, like you said. So the Hisrei Tshuva quotes that there's a toss in this halacha. It should have read, you see the Hisrei Tshuva quotes from quotes from Ayin B'Tshuva Chassam Sofer, she quotes it, the toss Sofer Yeshkan, v'tzoch lama asura b'chitzas chamim v'chol gufa b'tzoinen. It means to say, but b'chitzas chamim, you see the Hisrei Tshuva? So that's what should have said in the Mechaber. So that fanfest with Kivega's so kasha.
That changes the whole.
Yeah, so b'chamin, you know, b'chamin, I mean, b'chamin is off the table, right? Even I feel a hosha that spar b'chamin is also, because that's tainuk. The only thing that's mutter is rechitzas kol gufa b'tzarna.
Nobody said asur rechitzas chamin v'chol gufa b'tzarna. So kol gufa b'tzarna is also asur.
Right, so according to that, right, by Sam, he has tzachum asur b'chitzas chamim v'chol gufa. So the only thing that's mutter, according to that, will be panei yadev raglea b'tzoinen,
which you're allowed anyway. The mechaber allows anyway. So the only chiddush is the kachol, is the makeup. If I'm reading that right, the mechaber allows panei yadev raglea b'tzoinen. So the aval in the Shulchan Aruch is telling you that this only applies to Kachol and not to Rechitz.
No, it must mean that he's reading it. Well, how does he read it? Tov Bogba and Isha. Oh, okay. Pekilim Bil. Aval Asur B'Rechitz is Chamin. Yes, I understand. You're right. The point of this. But the mechaber holds. So what do you matter? So then you ask.
It's not to the kachol. It says, but don't think because you matter the kachol, abal asur berachitza. If you read the word
itself, no. Even though it's ker. Each looked at. So even though it's like rechitza, but rechitza taka according to samsa remains also, but putting on the makeup will be mutter. Right, not the way I read it. Excuse me, I read it wrong. I thought he said about chol gufa b'tzoinen will be mutter.
That's how it comes out also in the tshuva.
What?
I have the tshuva here also in the chizm. So it's what he's saying.
He's saying, but b'tzoinen is also chol gufa.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But it still answers Kivega's kasha because the mechaber is not saying it, but it comes out in the chumra.
So then he has a
lashon
of
kaven
the
efshar b'panei yadav
ragla. That's
on it. And that's sufficient to
lotus kana. Right. So then my question was: is that limited to the bogeres, or does that apply to the kala too? Because the aval.
She called elasum berchitza. El toch shiva, aval achas shiva muteres bechol kadesh lotiskan al baila. Kalo shiyu avel tov shloshim yom. Lechuposa muteres liskashet afilu tov zayin. Bogeres shiyu avel kevish omedes li nasei. Muteres bekicho bekir pirkus. No, so, I mean, again, the one, so that's not Shelo Tiskana, she's not married yet, that's just, she should look attractive, you know, available, I guess.
So she can she do Rechitza according to the Chassam Sofer?
No. It's only, because, who, a Bogeres?
No, Kala.
Oh, a Kala.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's somewhere in between. We know Ashes East is Mutta. It sounds like going to the. Again, on these, you know, these different how you read this, but according to the Chassam Sofer, it could be the Nitak also. Yes. Okay, next halacha. Isin ilas hasando la'avel. Also bin ilas hasando, the dafka. Osminus Asano Vadafka shall or Avabampalia shall beget, O shall gumi, O shall shar, O shall aids mutta, Shain minol ella shall or, Tim who shall aids umachupa or also. Okay, so it's only so it will be not or, the Machabe says it's mutta. Chaya muteris lino kol lamid, Mimne shatsina kosala. Right, if she's, so she's a. In all 30 days of the birth, she's allowed to wear shoes because of the cold. Kol adam mutu lin ol b'mokum shiye sakonis akrov. If it's a place with the scorpions, dangerous scorpions, everybody's mutu. Ovel umenuda shahoyu mahalchim b'derech mutorim ben ilas asando mishiyagiyu le'ir choltsim. Yesh mishum she'im he is shivuba of the Rechom ein choltsim ad shekansul le'rechov ha'yehudim. So the Shach says, for din choylo mishi yesh bo mak beraglo ki is okay. Yesh misha oma shechein nago, right? That's the loch in Hilchas Tishimov. In others. That you're allowed to wear it in the goy in outside because of goyim. Okay. Im tzorach lil lachlots minol bebeis hakfores achas shenikbo hameis nisbar besimin shin ayin hay. Yesh omer shetzorach leilach yofach mibeis hakfores lebeiso imeis oviv o imo. For lora isin nogin kain. Haino mishum vishas ha'ov de kachovim kin isa b'chol b'chol bo baldin ze u b'ze nistalka t'mias ha'bach al ha'vav ayin sham miu hecha de lekach shas de vishas ha'ov de kachovim yesh lachzots miyad b'beis ha'kvoros k'il el, which is our minig. We tell the ovel like to bring that you bring his sneakers or whatever it is to the beis olam, and immediately after the kfura to put on sneakers.
Is he allowed to wear the sneakers at the base alone, or does it have to be a switch at the time?
No, he could wear it. I mean, the loch is, because even though, like, even according to some Rishonim, the Ramban, Yisurei Avelus begin from Aninus, right? Even before Stima Segolo. But there's a special heter for, because since it's necessary to get to the base olam, to wear shoes, but if you can switch, then you switch right away. According to the Ram, the whole Itza doesn't apply, because the Ram Shita is, if you remember, that's basic Machlum to Ram, the Ramban. The Ram's Shita is that the Isurei Velus only begin with Stima Sagoilo, with the Kfura. Because the Ram thinks there are no Isurim in Avelus, that's the way the Rav interpreted, till it's part of the Nigo Velus, so it has to be integrated into the Shiva. And the Ramban thinks that there are Isurei Avelus independent of the Kiyum Avelus, and that's Aninus. Right, so, but both of them agree, because that Nidus Asanda will be permitted, because you have to walk outside. Okay. Let's go just a little further, okay? Isu tashrish shemita la'avil. Avil also the tashrish shemita. Avil b'shad dava dvar kuva muta afilu b'mezigas hakos v'atzor samita v'achotzes ponav yoda v'raglav ben ba'avelus didei ben ba'avelus dida. Avil chiba b'nishuk yesh lahachmer. In other words, the things that are also when she's a nida, those kuva, those things don't apply while it's an avil. So Kivega says, "Aval chibuk v'nishuk yesh lahachmer, v'isi nitvus b'shem hagon, v'reinu zalmin v'vilna shechein mufush b'tauklin koheles, eis lachbok v'eis lilchok." Mechabek idan bechir legafafa itasa v'idan bechir lerachka migafafa b'shivi mei avla. So he quotes from Zelma Vilna. I don't know if the Kivega quotes anyplace else from Zelma. He quotes from that Targum, beautiful, from Kohelis. You know, Eis Lachbok is speaking about not doing Shiva, and the Isa is B'toch Shiva. So you see there's an Isa Chibu V'nisha Tung Shiva from the Targum. You know that the Chaim V'Lazner said about the Zelma Vilna was Chaim V'Lazner's brother who died young. The two of them were the Talmidim Mevokim of the Goyin. And what Chaim V'Lazner said about his brother Reb Zelma, he said, I think somebody asked him to compare, because Reb Zelma was a tremendous Eloi, to compare him to the Goyin. So he said, like, I know Ashrei. My brother knew Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Shas. But if you would ask me to say Ashrei backwards, I couldn't do it. Right? But the Goyen could do it backwards. Could say Shas, because he said, because all the oasis of the Torah just stood in front of his eyes, so he could just read it, say the words in inverted order backwards. All right, so this is important for Kivega to know, because it calls Reb Zelmela, the Chaim V'Lazner's brother.
In Tisha B'Av too, the Har Chakos except Chibuk and Nishuk don't apply.
Look up the Noach Chaim. The base Hillel is interesting. He asks, why is it that Chibuk V'Nishuk is also doing Avelos, But for Nida, right? Not Nida Man, but Yishas, what do you call it? For that own right owner, right? Not while she's in Nida. So it's only look in the base hill. V'ein lahak shows mimad the isla el besimen kuf pei dalid line hilchas nida. So if based b'shas vesta tzorch lifos mena ona achas v'lo mishar kravos. Right, he's also he's right. It's only beer that's also, but other kravos are mutter doing the vest. Right, because of b'beis yos the shar kravos afilu chibif v'nishuk shavi v'lo. I'm not sure that's like Torah's Chatas. In came Mashma the Chibuk v'Nishuk Shori, Afil Chatchila, for after Benida who rak me drabonon, Avo Bavelus who me divides to Yom Echol Adasa Ramim Ze Eno, Daf Benida Chash Lo Yovoli De Isu Divaisa, She Divre Ram Negiya who me divaisa, Kamo De Isu Bebeis Yosef, Avo Bavelus who me drabonon, Rak Yom Harishu me divaisa. Veshel first the Adra Bahova Avelus, Umidrabonon, Rak Yom Echo Midiraisa, Hichmiru Tve, Shlo Yavoli de Isu, Kid Isu Bigmog Subis. Bishum the Kilay Vosal Zulabe, Hichmiru Tve, Ein Shambu, Babach Kosov, Gabinida, Vaholamach, and Tovalov Brochum. Akan Lashonom. Okay, let's continue. Umuteres lechol imo b'kara, umuteres lishon imo, hu bevigda v'hi bevigda, umishum lech lech amin la nazira, yesh la hachman shlo yishon imo b'mita klal. So let's just continue. B'medvam amurim, then we'll read the shachs. Well, let's just do the shach on this first. Shach says, Ben Bavelis di day, right? It said, Ben Bavelis di day, Ben Bavelis di do, right? Of a b'shag, in us, only tashim shemita, b'shag di kuva, mechabahoz is mutter, and ramoz machme about chibut v'nishim. Right, so the Shach says, "Ben Bavuti Day." Kosev Haprisha Pirish Dafil Bavelis Didor De Eagle Amechus Yosha Hol Vuhu Eino Ovel Da Kol Mimen of Lomi Mena Akashav Lo Doctor Adra Bavelis Didor Eagle Amechus Yosha Dim Yitzo Miskaba Olav Nishmaas Lo De Kame De Eino Avela Kid Isapev Kam De Ksubis. Right, on the contrary. Since Yitzro talk folk, and she's not unveilish, so he'll seduce her. Hubavigdo, the aval below begodim osa filu sina mafsik afilu b'shabes v'rega. Two of Ramban. Okay, b'medvamun b'shava veilus aval in mace. Oviv shel chosin, o ima shel kala, shemachnisin es ameis lecheda, besachosin besakala lechupa, ubo bilas mitzvah uporish, v'nogim zayin yimei hamishta, v'achar kach, shivish yimei avelus, osu lehis yachad ima, kol yud dalid yom, el hu yosher ben hanoshim, v'hi yashena ben hanoshim, kiri isa b'simin shimren beiz, avon konus lechupa, Vishilu yimei hamishta shelo, v'achar kach meis lo meis, mutar li yachad ima kamo b'shah avelus, v'hush shebol, aval in lo bol, osu li yachad ima kol yimei ha'ovel, ben b'chol ben b'shabes. This is the sugya that we're familiar with in Ksubas. Aval in meis, the Rashach says, t'kemen shikilu lo rabonu v'tiru lo linog, shim yimei hamishta, t'kilu Chayshin and the Osla Zuzula be Avalam Kines Kfar Lechupa Lekel Mechus the Osla Zuzula Yisrael Lo Hikilu Lo Klum She Kodmu Lehem Yimei Hachupa Vechem Misha Iru Avol Beregel Mutol Lo Lis Yachid Kamo She Kosev Harav Lekaman Shelo hikilu lo shum dava ela havagel ba'atzmo hu shenikva. V'gam les be afusha shimcha kol kach kamo chosin kach kosu apoyskim. Okay. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week, 10:30. Okay, if anybody wants, 10 o'clock is this half hour before on Sanhedrin. We'll pick up from the Issa of Tamatov and Avim. Okay.